I guess you'd expect it. I mean, after all, his parents' wedding was the most watched on the planet. And now Prince William and Princess Kate have an adorable son, Baby George. I think he's the most watched baby on the planet. Every time he's out in public, the press is all over it. Not long ago, he took his first major trip as he traveled all the way to New Zealand with his royal parents. You know what the big news was there? Baby George's first play day in a sea of toys, where the 8-month-old managed to find and commandeer the biggest toy in the room. Well, look, obviously, this is a special kid. I mean, he's royalty. But he's not alone. Oh, no, no, no. Every baby in this world is a special child because they're royalty. Now, Baby George is a royal child because his father is royalty. But then every baby is from royal descent, from the great king, the creator, the ruler of 100 billion galaxies. I've had the very moving privilege of being there when most of my grandchildren were born. And in that priceless moment, when I held each newborn in my hands for the very first time, the very first thing I ever did was call them by name, and I told them exactly what the Bible says about who they are. It's in our word for today from the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, every baby is God's workmanship, and each one's an original. Psalm 139 says, "You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And I read in the Bible that God calls his children my sons and daughters. Now, most royal children won't be in the headlines, but each one is a treasure, a masterpiece. I find that more than just some nice poetic thought. I mean, there are some pretty profound implications to seeing every child as incalculably valuable. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about Baby George and three royal realities about every child. Number one, the circumstances of conception have nothing to do with the worth of the child. Planned, unplanned. Wanted, unwanted. Single mom, married mom. Each life is divinely conceived to be protected, to be cherished. Number two, no one on earth gave you your worth, and no one on earth can take it away. If our worth comes from our Creator, then it's intrinsic. I mean, a $50 bill, folded, crumpled, trampled, is still worth $50. No amount of mistreatment or rejection can diminish value that is Creator-given. That's you, that's every child you know. Number three, the mission of a parent is to so raise their children that they know and feel how much they're worth. You know, constant criticism, comparison, shaming makes a child feel like a paper plate. You know what happens to paper plates? They get thrown away. But God only makes fine china to be reserved for special purposes. You'd never throw it away. As a dad, my great mission must be to be sure my children, my grandchildren, know they are fine china. So, if every child is a royal child, it's pretty important how we treat them, how we value them. The king is watching.